Good morning and welcome to the Proactive Paul podcast for Monday the 28th of February 2011. Have you had a good weekend? Over the weekend I was down at Bournemouth University for an event which is staged by Geeks called a Bar Camp. And if you're not sure what a bar camp is, the easiest way to understand it is look at www.barcamp.org. And in effect, it's a conference, but it's an unconference. And the content is provided by the delegates who turn up over the weekend. And the session that I provided was something called High on Speed, The Art of Getting Things Done. And the message was basically that speed stuns. And if you want to concentrate on getting things done, you should never start with the backlog, and you should always work things which are the most recent. Now, that might sound a little bit alarming, but if you think about it, if you always work things as they arise, you will never end up with a backlog at all. And as one of my university professors told me, if you are worried about things which seem to be sitting in some sort of backlog, don't worry, because somebody will send you a reminder, and that will bring it right up to date and make it a current issue which you can work. My session at Barcamp Bournemouth covered an awful lot of things, but one which stood out was the 6-second coaching session. And the 6-second coaching session was offered by a business coach in Finland, for which he charged around about £1,200. And he was very keen to point out to his candidates that those of them who understood the advice in those 6 seconds would need only 6 seconds in order to drive their business forward. And people who didn't fully understand the 6 seconds might need a couple of hours to have it all explained to them. The whole detail is given on the website secretsofsuccess.co.uk. But for your benefit, let me tell you the 6 seconds, because the story did get out. And in effect, what he said was something like, plan the work and work the plan. Decide what you're going to do together, and do what you decide together. And in effect, what he's saying there is that everybody needs to have a business plan, and everybody needs to have a team that cooperates. So my message from me to you today is that you need to have a team. And if you are running a business single-handed, you need to work out how you're going to build a team so that they can do the work for you, and you can go on holiday, or eventually, you can retire. Because the difference between working for yourself and running your own business is that when you work for yourself, your income takes a holiday when you take a holiday. And if you run a small business, you're still earning money even when you are away. Think about it for a moment. What's going to happen when you come to retirement age? Is your income going to stop? What's your plan? Will you have to keep on working right up to the day you die? You need a team. You need people who can do the work in your business. And I recommend that you take a look at Jim Collins' book, which is entitled Good to Great. And he talks about how you can build a team. The difference between the businesses which are good and the businesses which are great is the way that the team works. Teamwork is everything.